In today's episode, I will tell you about four different types of managed properties that we have in SharePoint Online.
You're listening to the SharePoint Maven podcast with Greg Zelfond, bringing you proven, practical tips every week on how to correctly set up and adapt to SharePoint and Microsoft 365. If you have questions, Greg has the answers. And now, here's your host, Greg Zelfond.
Hello again, this is Greg from SharePoint Maven, and welcome to episode 180 of the SharePoint Maven podcast. So today I want to talk about managed properties again, and specifically want to talk about the four types of managed properties that we have. Now, I'm not going to repeat to you what managed properties are. I wrote a number of posts on my blog about the topic, and I actually recorded a number of episodes as well. If you want to listen to episode 151 or 161, I actually already kind of explained what the managed properties are all about, but I'll just provide you with a quick summary. Essentially, managed properties are properties that you manage in SharePoint search schema, kind of behind the scenes, and this is where you map those properties to different crawl properties, and essentially, long story short, managed properties allow you to execute some fancy searches in your SharePoint environment, and this is, you know, you can rely on managed properties to build a keyword query language, you know, queries, and essentially, once again, aggregate information and build some custom search experiences in your SharePoint online environment. Again, if you want to get familiar with those in greater detail, I suggest you read some articles on my blog and listen to those episodes. I mentioned already, I do provide a lot more information and of how managed properties work. What I would like to do today, though, is provide you with a summary of four types of managed properties we can have in SharePoint Online, all right? There are actually different types of managed properties we can have, and I broke them into four different categories, and hopefully they will make sense to you. So the first type of managed property, I define them as system managed properties. What do I mean by that? These are the properties that kind of already exist for you in SharePoint, right? No matter what, no matter what kind of list or library you have, no matter what you do, those managed properties have already been created for you and exist. Let me give you an example. You know how each and every library has modified by or created column, or created by, right? Or file name, or file type, right? That's kind of, those are default columns that already exist. Well, guess what? Behind the scenes, they translate into crawled and obviously managed properties. So those managed properties already exist for you. You don't need to create them. They already exist for you in case if you want to rely on them for your custom searches. So again, type number one of managed properties are system system managed properties, and essentially they just exist. You really don't can do anything with them. I cannot rename them or anything like that. They just exist for you, and you can obviously utilize them. The second type of managed properties are automatically created managed properties. These properties do not really exist yet, but will exist if you set up your metadata in a certain way. For example, if you utilize the term store, all right, manage metadata, or if you create your columns at the site level, then what happens behind the scenes, the managed properties for those columns are automatically created for you, all right? And that's actually really important. If you, let's say again, let me give you an example. If you create a metadata at the library level, for example, managed property is not going to be automatically created for you, all right? You actually have to manually create it. But if you, let's say, created a site level column or you decided to utilize Terpstone metadata, then managed properties are automatically created for you. And again, you know, you don't need to really do anything extra. You can just utilize those in your custom searches. All right. The third type of managed properties that we have are manually created ones. These are for situations when, you do need to create your own managed properties, all right? And in some cases, right, relying on those auto-created, you know, properties, you know, might not be an option for one reason or another. So in this case, you will need to create manually created managed properties, and there is a way to do it, you know, for you in the search schema. You just create new managed property and you give it a name and, you know, link it to one or more crawl properties and so on, and reindex the library. So there are many, many steps involved. But long story short, you can create manually, you know, managed properties as well. And this is essentially the third type of them, right? Manually created managed properties. All right. Now, the fourth type of managed properties that exists, and it actually already exists for you, are those refinable managed properties. All right. I don't know if you checked out Search Schema lately, but essentially you will notice there is a bunch of refinable, you know, managed properties. And the reason why they're called refinable, that's actually the name of them, all right? So if you type in refinable into the search box, you will end up with a bunch of, you know, those properties, refinable string, refinable date, refinable integer, maybe I think a few other choices. And these are the managed properties that already kind of exist for you. Now, you might be wondering, why do we need those refinable, you know, managed properties? What's really the benefit? Why even bother, right, when we create our own? Well, here's the issue. I remember that third type of managed property, the manually created ones, it only works for certain types of information, all right? Like it has to be text, for example, or yes or no type of column, all right? It doesn't really work for all types of metadata. If you want to build, you know, a managed property based on date, for example, date and time, right? Or some, you know, integer, or decimal, or whatever it is, whatever the type is, those options are grayed out, all right? They're not, you're not going to be able to create a managed property for those types of columns. So this is one. There are actually a few other reasons, but this is the major reason why you need to rely on those refinable, you know, strings or refinable date, you know, built-in managed properties, because those are essentially like placeholders for different types of managed properties you might need. All right. Now, I know it's a bit maybe hard to follow this because it's a lot of technical information here, but I do explain this quite a bit on my blog. So what I will make sure in the show notes, I will attach a URL to the article that I wrote that actually explains some of those limitations as well. So you can read more about the managed properties and the different types, all right? For this particular episode, that's all I really wanted to do today. Just wanted to provide you with a summary. Very important, in my opinion, if you are going to build some of those custom searches, if you do plan to rely on Search Schema and spend some time in Search Schema working with managed properties and mapping them to crawl properties, I think you do need to understand the four different types so you can choose choose the right type for your query, right? You might rely on some built-in properties. You might need to rely on some refinable ones. You might need to maybe, you know, create your own. But you do need to understand the four types of managed properties that exist. And hopefully I was able to achieve it with this episode, all right? So that's all I wanted to share with you today. Hopefully you learned something new. As always, happy to see you on my blog, sharepointmaven.com, and talk to you next week. Goodbye.
You've been listening to the SharePoint Maven podcast with Greg Zelfond. If you enjoyed this episode, please head over to the Apple Podcasts app, leave a review, and subscribe to get updates and the latest episodes. Thank you for listening.